All right, folks, thank you so much for clicking the link and listening. Our guest today is an American record executive best known for finding Big Machine Label Group. Big Machine Records has dope artists on it like Tim McGraw, Midland, Carly Pierce, Rascal Flatts, Sugarland, just to name a few. He's also a really good race car driver. We're going to talk to him about this weekend. But he's also out there filling the need for hand sanitizer. Dude's got his own distillery called Big Machine Vodka. If you've never met him before, let me introduce you, everybody. It's Scott Borchetta.
Hey, it's Scott Borchetta.
Hey there.
Hey, Mr. Hand Sanitizer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Keep it clean.
Hey, I didn't realize the other morning when you stopped in with a little bottle of hand sanitizer, like how much you're actually in the game of hand sanitizing. I'm looking at your website right now. And you guys have half gallon jugs, you got full gallon jugs, you got office packages, family packages.
Yeah, you know, it was really kind of crazy, you know, back in late February, early March when all the pandemic really started to hit the United States, I got an email from a friend of mine who said, hey, check out this little distillery in the islands that are, they've started making hand sanitizer. So my brother Mark is the general manager of the distillery. And I got him on the phone. I said, hey, I have an idea. He goes, please don't give me something else right now. It's so crazy. I'm like, you got to look at this. I think we can do this. And, you know, you see what's coming. He called me back a few hours later. He goes, we can do this. And, you know, it just, for the distillery, it's the same base product, alcohol.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's very easy to pivot over and start creating this product. And we started it with the intent of helping our local communities because there was such a shortage, you know, really March through May. And it just really took off. And we thought, you know, this is a time to really be responsible. And we decided to change the name of the race from the Big Machine Vodka 400 to the Big Machine Hand Sanitizer 400 and just get that message out.
Yeah, I love that.
Even Tony Kanaan has his own hand sanitizer on this website. Mindy, I don't know if you saw it or not. He's got his own like label and everything.
Oh, sweet.
It's bigmachinevodka.com, and then it's on the front page of the website. So let's talk about this weekend because COVID keeps kind of like messing up the information as far as like rescheduling things. You got three races this weekend, right?
Yeah. So for the first time ever, the NASCAR Xfinity Series will be on the road course. And also for the first time ever, there will be an IndyCar NASCAR doubleheader on Saturday.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
It's a shame that the fans can't be there to see this, but it is what it is, and we've all got to be very safe and very smart right now, and the only way to beat this thing is to be smart. But the races will go on, and NASCAR and IndyCar have done a great job on putting some sports back on television and giving us, you know, us race fans something to look forward to and be involved with.
Now, they are going to be able to be watched live since fans can't go, correct? It's not going to be a blackout situation.
We're not blacking out Indy.
All right, so this weekend, no one is allowed to go. The Indy 500, though, what about that?
Right now, the hope and thought is there will be fans there. We'll just have to play that by ear. But there's a lot of energy going towards getting fans back in the stands for the Indy 500. It just won't be the Indy 500 without the stands full.
Right.
So August 23rd is 50%, correct?
That's the latest that I've heard. Now, things are moving so quick, I wouldn't take that as the final decision by any stretch.
Right.
So tell us about your Xfinity driver a little bit more. We barely got to meet him the other day when you guys were here.
Yeah, his name is Jade Buford. He's also a Nashvilleian. And I met him at a driver school. We were at this the track in Austin, Circuit of the Americas. And I had been talking to him, and I took a lap with him. And the things he showed me, I immediately picked up a half second a lap. And we became friends. We did a couple of the track days together. And I invited him to come to Sebring with me this past February, where we were co-drivers in the big enduro race, and we won it. And we've been working together ever since. And he's just one of those young drivers who's never had a chance at a bigger series. He's won races for Ford with Roush in the GT and sports car series, but he's never had a shot at NASCAR. So I believe in his talent. I think, you know, with a couple of breaks, things go his way, he could be running and challenging for the win. He's an extraordinary talented race car driver.
Awesome.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Tony Kanaan, the talk is this was supposed to be his last year, but there might be some rumors about maybe another season.
Yeah, you think about 2020, and it was supposed to be the farewell tour for Rascal Flatts. Jimmy Johnson's last year, Tony Kanaan's last year, the kids who are graduating. We've all been cheated out of all these great experiences. So, you know, with Tony, I hope that we can put him in a few more races for next year. That's not official. But, you know, the last lap was for the fans. And if you can't be with the fans, you know, what's the point? So I'm hopeful that we'll have Tony back in IndyCar for at least the 500 next year. But maybe the fans will understand if we extend it because he didn't get to see everybody. So hopefully we'll be on the track a few more times in 2021 with Tony Kanaan.
Are you hinting something towards Rascal Flatts?
You know, it's like, you know, the farewell tour is out the window. So,
right.
You know, and when you spend this much time together or this much time apart, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that is great about Rascal Flatts, when Gary LaVox and Jay DeMarcus and Joe Don Rooney are together, they make magic. This new single that we just put out a couple weeks ago, it's the highest debut they've ever had in their career in Billboard magazine.
Wow.
So How They Remember You is the title of it. But the idea of, wow, what do we do now? Who knows? You know, I think all bets are off for everything. We just have to survive this craziness.
Well, the thing I've learned about you, Scott, is you don't really waste your breath on a whole lot of things, and you say what you mean. And so when you slip that in there about Rascal Flatts, I was like, oh, there's some meaning behind that.
Yeah, it's like you can't have your farewell tour and you do it on Instagram. That's not going to do anything. So.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, hey, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
You know, I know that they have restrictions this weekend on where you're allowed to go, but when those get lifted, let's get together again when you're in Indianapolis and let's do something.
Yeah, you know, if look to the positive. If we can really be smart as a society for the next 60 days, you know, maybe we can have a little bit more fun in August around the 500. And, you know, by the time we get around to this point next year, we'll be back to business and I can come in and, you know, hang out with Hank FM in the morning. I would love to do that again very soon.
Would love it too.
That would be awesome.
Everybody get your hand sanitizer. It's Big Machine Distillery hand sanitizer at BigMachineVodka.com. Right on, man. Appreciate the time. I hope we didn't go too long for you.
Oh, no, this is great. Thank you. And it was great to visit with you both the other day.
Yeah. Thank you for the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
We still have it on the countertop over here.
Thanks. Take care.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.